Hi everyone, this is Jordana from DrinkItIn_Jordana from Instagram, from my podcast, Drink It In. If you ever want to reach out to me, you can via email at jbarachov@gmail.com. I'm so honored and excited to share with you every week here on Sheer Enjoyment. You should know that there's so many ways to sponsor a class. If you want it for Rafua, Yeshua, Farley and Neshama, whatever you might be looking for, you could easily do that. Just contact Sheer Enjoyment. But I'd love to talk about what the connection is this week between the Torah portion and the Haftarah. You know, I've been doing this from the very beginning, from Sefer Bereishit, and this week already now we're finishing Sefer Shmot. Such an accomplishment. And I think really that's the message this week between the Haftorah and the Parsha. And then, of course, the special Shabbos, Shabbos HaChodesh. It's a double portion, Vayakel Pekudei. And in both of them, it's talking about the construction and the completion of the Mishkan. And in the Haftorah, it's talking about the completion. Yechezkel pointed out the completion of the Beit HaMikdash. And I think the message is the concept of accomplishments, what one individual could accomplish and what a people can accomplish. And the great feeling one has when they do accomplish, that sense of completeness, of wholeness, of feeling productive, like, wow, look what I've done. And Vayakel literally means everyone getting together. But it says that Moshe Rabbeinu assembled the entire nation together and told them, Hashem commands you to gather. Because when you come together as a community in peace, this is a way that purifies us, like the waters of a mikvah purifies us. And even the numerical value of Vayakel is the same as mikvah and is the same as sibur, meaning community. Because when we unite as a people, we bring additional holiness to ourselves, and it just elevates ourselves. And we elevate ourselves because we work in tandem with each other, and we could achieve so much more. And when you look at the word Pekudei, Pekudei is interesting, because Pekudei means to remember, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is remembering us. The root word is Pakad, that it's a powerful lesson that Hashem is saying, I'm never going to forget you. All the time, he says, I'm here. Sometimes I might feel that Hashem is at a distance away, but I should always know, remember, that he's always with me. He's always remembering me. You know, we don't have the Beit HaMikdash, and we don't have that Mishkan, but that was supposed to be a symbol for us, that he's here with us. And really, ultimately, if I don't have God symbolically in those buildings, per se, anymore, then because I don't have them today, then it's up to me and you to build them within ourselves, to make our own goof, our own bodies, a mishkan, a batei mikdash. And how do you do that? By feeling a sense of accomplishment, feeling a sense of worthiness, knowing that God is within us. It's just a matter of knowing how to reveal. And then you have that hachodesh, that concept of everything could be chadash. Sometimes we are down in the dumps and we're like, oh gosh, feeling so bad about something. But if we could always look at things anew and fresh, with these fresh eyes every day, like the moon that waxes and wanes and gets smaller and bigger, every day is a new opportunity. And every week is a new opportunity. And then every month is a new opportunity. And every year is a new opportunity. That these opportunities arise over and over again. But so important to take heart, so important to tap in to the Vayakel, tap in to the Tzibor, tap into the community. When we tap in to those resources, we'll realize our own potential. And we'll realize that Hashem will always Tekudei Pakad remember us. And he's always with us. And he's the guiding light and guiding force to help us feel fresh and new every day. So those are my thoughts of how we make this beautiful connection of Vayakel, Pekudei, HaChodesh, and Haftorah. And Chazak, Chazak, Benit Chazek, that again, a sense of accomplishment. Like when I look back now and say for Bereishit, say for Shmot, look what I've achieved. Look at this accomplishment that I've week after week have dedicated to trying to make a connection between the Torah portion and the Haftorah. What a sense of accomplishment. And I couldn't have done it without the Tzibor, without the Kahal. And I constantly remember that God remembers you and I every day. All we need to do is find him within and bring him out to the rest of the world. Wishing you all a Shabbat Shalom and looking forward to speaking to you next week with a new Sefer.